Mark right now, who's in St. Charles, Missouri, listening on 1460 AM. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. What's your question for Jim?
Okay. Why do we need to go to confession if we have venial sins when our sins are forgiven at Mass?
Okay. Mark, we are not required to go to confession for our venial sins. It is something that the Church recommends. It's beneficial to us to confess our sins to a priest and even get the priest's feedback and penance and such. But it's not a requirement. It's not an obligation to confess our venial sins. Mortal sins, yes. In fact, we have a strict obligation to confess our mortal sins at least once a year. But of course, recommended that we confess our mortal sins as often as we commit them. It's something we don't want to remain in that state any longer than we have to. But when it comes to venial sins, you're correct. During the penitential rite, those sins are forgiven. Receiving the Eucharist forgives venial sins. And so it's just simply not a requirement to go to confession for venial sins.
Good answer. My question is, the reason I ask is, our Protestant brothers and sisters say, why should I tell my sins to a priest? And where, since we receive forgiveness at the Mass, I also tell them. They say, well, you're saying both things.
Oh, okay, I see. Is there a contradiction here? Is there a conflict? Because not all of our sins are something that need to be confessed. And there's a real distinction between venial sin and mortal sins. And I will get into that after the break. Mark, if you can hang on. Before the break, we were speaking about mortal sin and venial sin. And I mentioned that when we came back from the break, I'd like to finish talking about that and why, from our Catholic perspective, we realize that there's a necessity for confessing our mortal sins, but it's not an absolute requirement to confess our venial sins.
Right.
The reason for that, and if we want to look to Scripture for that, we can go to 1 John. And in 1 John, chapter 5, John makes the point that is referred to in the Catechism and elsewhere in church documents, where we see scripturally that there a very explicit point being made that there's a difference between venial sin and mortal sin. Mortal sin is that sin which totally turns us away from God. We lose grace. We are separated. Mm-hmm. We've severed our friendship with God.
Right.
Venial sin is not that. And John mentions this in verse 16. Mm-hmm. There is sin which is mortal. But then he goes on and verse 17 says, all wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin which is not mortal.
Right.
It's
right.
That sin which is not mortal. It hasn't severed our relationship with God that, strictly speaking, is not something that the Church requires us to go to confession. We can go to confession mm-hmm. for it, but it's not the distinction of sin, the type of mm-hmm. sin that requires confession.
Yeah, we're not strictly required to confess those things. However, of course, it can be helpful because we receive grace to fight against those particular temptations that led to those venial sins in future spiritual battles. And
yes.
Yeah, there are all kinds of good things that can come from confessing those things. But yeah, that's a really good point to make.
And if that caller, I don't remember his name, but if he wants to read more about this, I'd recommend just going right to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, starting with paragraph 1846. And going forward from there.
Catechism is never a bad place to start when looking for answers to some of these questions.